Charles and Alin are here to guide you to build your dream situation. Art is not just a vocation, it's a way of life.
Hi, and welcome to this episode 25. Today we're gonna talk about something I don't remember, but Alin will tell me right now what we will talk about. I don't remember the subject today.
You are so funny. Everything just to get me out of like my track. I was sitting here, okay, yeah, perfect. We're going to talk about this and that. And then you say this and you're just like, phew. And actually, you know what? This whole reality that just hit me now of me just falling off the track, that's a little bit what happens in life a bit all the time and the life of a creative. I'm sure that all of you have experienced this at some point when you feel like you're going ahead in the right track, you're on the way, and then suddenly you just find yourself on the sidewalk and just like swimming in air. No, can you swim in air? But you and you're just like, wait, what happened? And then it's hard to get back to the right track again. And once you come back, it feels great. So actually, that was a long route to today's subject, which is to find back to track. Literally, just what can you change in order to create that change back? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like swimming on the grass, right? First of all, I want to talk about Charles and Alin Academy before we start to talk, right? Charles and Alin Academy is a great academy where you can learn so many things. Right now, you can learn embroidery and thread painting, and very soon, and maybe when you listen this one, you can already learn embroidery on clothes. Charles and Alin Academy is a great, great, great course and a great value for you, an investment. You get also patterns with it in each course. And the great thing in Charles and Alin Academy is that you can actually buy for your friends with a gift certificate. So head over on charlesandalinacademy.com. You have all the information about our courses. Why are you looking at me like this? She's a bit disturbed because the beginning of the episode is a bit sketchy. But actually, I really like it. Because I think people will like it. They will feel like we are in a discussion. Since we came actually in Lisbon, it has been a huge change for you and me. And I felt personally I was back on track. And you were back on track. What do you think changed since we are in Lisbon?
Well, I mean, there is some, well, the first obvious thing I would say is just the fact that we changed physical location. But I'm not sure if it's the physical location per se that is the actual change. It's more our mindset, I think, that has just completely shifted. We are, since we arrived, we have our own space, even if it's, again, very small. We feel incredibly motivated, actually, and I think that's so nice to be just be back on that track. It has made us think quite a lot that even if you might, it might seem like you are in the perfect circumstance or situation to create something. Maybe you have a big space, maybe you have, you know, you've organized so that you've got all the time that you need to be able to create what you need, essentially. And still, you just can't manage to get it done. It's not just about having the space and having the time, having the materials. It's not just that. I wish it was sometimes. But everything is just, well, like maybe not everything, but so much is in your head and so much is just about the mindset. And it's easy to say that, okay, I'm going to have a positive mindset. I'm going to think about the road I want to take and the things I want to do and everything's going to be fine. Voila. It's not like that. So just like, what are some things that you, like some tricks and tips that you have sometimes when you feel that, okay, your mind is just losing you?
So I actually read a great book. What is the title of it? It's by Mark Johnson. It's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Sorry for the bad words, but it's actually helped me a lot. It's things I already knew, but it reminded me. And I think what helps me the most actually is when I know that we are the same, you and me. It's like sometimes we are super hyped and super positive, and someday we are not great, and the day is not so great. I think it's the fact of accepting that sometimes you have a shit day and that's okay, that it makes it so much easier. And the fact of knowing, okay, I'm not perfect every time and not every day I will feel that I am confident and I am successful and all this thing, but sometimes I just feel really shit, it's fine. And just liberating me on this thing helped me a lot. And we can see, like, since we are here, I've been much more productive and much, I feel better. So I think that's one of the tricks to not put pressure on myself, to think, oh, I have to be all the time positive, I have to be better, I have to work, like, you know. As we are doing something that we love and we are passionate about it, we can't put so much pressure because we are doing good. Yes, of course, you can put pressure if you really do nothing and you tell me, Charles, you do nothing, do something. Yeah. This is the good one, but the negative spinning I have in my head sometimes of telling me that I don't do things good doesn't help me at all. And the fact of just accepting it helped me.
Absolutely. Acceptance is a big thing, and it's something that I'm really trying to practice all the time. I know that I am way too harsh on myself, and whenever we can link this a little bit to excuses. So again, coming back to this, that it's not all the time the perfect surrounding or circumstance or any of these things that can just, okay, the setting is perfect, so that means that I should be able to create. Actually, having that, well, quote, perfect setting can just create that immense pressure on you that, okay, well, why am I not creating when now I just have everything set up? For example, you might have been doing art at home for a while as a hobby, and you see that it's starting to gain more and more attention, and you want to, okay, take the big leap, quit your job, and just give it a full-time try. You do that, and suddenly you sit there at home, you've got all the time in the world and you've got all the circumstance and it's just not coming out. And yes, in those situations, I think it can really just create a block when you have that, okay, but now I have to do it. But still, we keep on going around it in circles. Like, when you are there, first of all, we talked about, yeah, acceptance of your state of mind, that sometimes you are not going to be performant 110% every single minute of the day. Yes, that's number one. But what's another concrete action that you could take? I'm asking this to you, Charles. Like, what is another concrete action to take to be able to get back on track? Because we were swimming around, swimming in grass. We're coming back to my sketchy beginning there. But just feeling like you're running around in circles and you can't seem to get back on that track that you had. Like, what's another concrete thing that you can do?
So I will think it's about where you are. For example, when we arrived in Lisbon, we were very happy because we had this apartment and everything, but we see that we are quite limited in the space we have now. So what helped us a lot actually was to change area and to go to cafes and to change and to not have the same environment all the time to keep us creating.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, because When we decided to go back to a city, we thought that, okay, it's going to push us to go out and meet more people, and that's what's going to get us back on track. We did that for the first month. We went out to some meetups and met other creatives who work online, and for sure, it was great. But we realized that, maybe this wasn't it, actually. The thing was not so much, you know, going out and meeting and everything. The key was the fact that we changed environment. There would be a meetup on the other side of town, so we would go there in the beginning of the day, find a cafe around, and sit there for a few hours in a place we didn't know. And there would be movement around, and we would feel inspired and really, really productive. A few days ago, I listened to a webinar where there was a panel of other creatives and self-employed people that are working at home. And they found, again, coming back to this idea of pressure when you have the perfect situation, there was this girl, she had installed or created the ideal office at home. She had big windows. She had cozy and comfortable chairs. She even had isolated her door so that when she closed it, she wouldn't be disturbed by whoever came. Like, everything just seemed to be great. And she just couldn't get work done at home. And she didn't know why. And she just started to get more and more stressed out about it. The time was flying, not just hours, but days, weeks. And she was just feeling like completely stuck. Like, what does she do? So she decided one day to just take a car and drive to a cafe about 50 minutes away. And when she was there, she got more done than she had gotten done the whole past week. And she came back, and in a way, at first, she was like feeling guilty because she had gone to this cafe and she obviously had to pay more for a cup of coffee in the cafe as opposed to being at home. But what she realized was that when she was home, she would take 3 cups of coffee because she would just be tempted to go back to the kitchen, and she would take 4 cookies instead of just the one at the cafe. So in a way, it just kept her mind much more focused and not, well, for example, thinking about food or something like other things that you can do when you're home. And it was just entering into this space. It was almost like a temporary office for the day. She went in, she got her stuff done. When she was done, she was able to leave and come back and feel good. And I've always been able to work very well at home, especially when I was still a student and I was doing all my homework. It was best to do it at home when it was quiet. If I was in cafes and stuff, I would be super like distracted. And when we started to go full-time working on our business, I thought that it would be the same for us or for me, that okay, I will work great at home. That will be perfect. But I'm starting to realize that even if, you know, we can sit here, we have Wi-Fi and we've got a couch. Yes, it's small, but we can be here and work. There's no reason why we wouldn't be able to. But still, it's so hard. All I can think about is that I want to get out of the door. I want to see the sky more. We've got just 2 very small windows. Maybe it's the lack of windows, lack of light. I don't know. It's very easy to come up with excuses. But instead of just finding ourselves blocked in this circle of excuses for why we don't get job done and then just keep on feeling stressed, I can speak for both of us. We decided to just put that aside and take a conscious and active decision to just listen to ourselves and realize that when we change environment and go out and actually sit in cafes, for example, we work much better. Yes, it's not maybe the cheapest alternative, but the outcome of it has been so much greater. And the value of the hours that we've put in. There, you can sit at home and work for 5 hours, but get 2 quality hours done. Or you can go to a cafe and you just have to sit there for those 2 hours and get that quality done straight away. And the rest of the 3 hours, you take a long walk and you relax, re-energize your mind, and you get back and get another 2 hours of quality time. So at least that, like, if we go back to then, the first was the acceptance. And then if we then talk about the second of just making an active change instead of just finding the excuses and just being stuck in your bubble, just make an active move, a step, get out, move your ass, and your mind will follow.
Yeah, and I think the third one will be to have a better skill to adapt. Let me explain. I think the change of environment was very important. And I think for us as a creative business, what we need to all the time is to create something new. Because if we would always doing something in the same, let's say we will do always the same style, you know, and we will not evolve or not going bad, people will get bored, and us, we will get bored. So we need to get new ideas, new vision, and that's what we have to go to in comfort. And it goes with the environment. It goes also with maybe, I don't know, whatever, to listen a new kind of music, to give you a new kind of creativity. And I think this is what I call adaptation, is that you adapt to in comfort. And in comfort is very important. You don't have to go out of your limit, you know, like you can just do a new step, maybe change, for example, a cafe that you always go, you change, or as I said, you change music or anything that can help you to oh yeah, I have this idea, I could change, and I could really try to make this new change for my business.
Yeah, we actually had a very, very interesting discussion about this idea of change with a girl that we met a couple of weeks ago. And she said that one of the things that people have the hardest time dealing with is change. As soon as you change your mind, people in your surrounding is going to start to worry for you. Are you feeling all right? Is everything okay? Maybe you just decided to change clothing style from colorful to black, but you might feel great. But the surrounding just see this change and they don't understand why. And change is scary. Change is the unknown. Change is not good. And I think that's the kind of limiting mindset that when we like... I think the point is here, you don't necessarily have to move country like we did. Again, I don't think that is the actual point here in terms of the change, like I mentioned in the beginning. The change in mindset that we realized when we came here was that we had to liberate ourselves from those limitations that, no, we cannot change. We have to stay at home and work and get into ritual and get into habit. And we realized that we're not like that. And I think the whole summer, when we've been up north, we've been around Sweden and Scandinavia, we've been trying so hard to create or to be productive in this, well, ideally perfect setting. We had a bigger space, we had better Wi-Fi, and it was in nature, everything. But we didn't really move our ass. And it became just this static movement. And since we're here, we've accepted that it's okay to, well, I don't feel inspired right now. Let's change. Let's move. Let's try this coffee shop. Let's try that street.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. And you have also to realize that if you have some people around you stopping you to do this, you should take some distance because it's very important as a creative to liberate yourself and do all these things. And if you want to change, it's okay. It's completely okay. I totally agree with this. And I think it was so important that we moved to Lisbon. And again, like... Right now, you would laugh because actually, Elin and I, the biggest subject we have this time, it's like, where can we go next? Where do you think we can have a house? Where do you think we can have an art studio and all this thing? So it's all the time. We were talking about this yesterday and we are like, yeah, but we are always seeing ahead, but not really present. And I don't know if it's something that helps us or if it's something that stops us. But actually, even if we are always repeating sometimes this type of discussion, I think it helps me to really see forward in my inspiration. Yeah, maybe we could do this or could do that. We don't really know and it's exciting. I'm a bit split, actually. What do you think about this?
Well, I definitely think that we maybe talk about it a bit too much and we both know that. But at the same time, though, I agree with you on the point that it's exciting and that's what's sort of defining our motivation because we both know that, well, our biggest goal is to get our own proper studio and home and base. It's really a dream just as much as we've been traveling quite a lot and we're talking about this idea of change and everything. And maybe you translate that into, oh, great, I should continue to travel everywhere and be a digital nomad and that's constantly out of my comfort and change. That kind of change is not the point. It's the small change in your surrounding where you are. So for us, our motivation is really to find our base where we can feel that this is home. And then from there, figure out the small changes in the everyday action that we can do. It's these kind of discussions, yeah, they really bring us back and try to and realize what's maybe not the end, because we know that when we reach that point, we're going to have new goals and dreams and roads to go. But it keeps us coming back on track, actually, to discuss what's our greatest motivation and what do we want. So I do think, yeah, it's definitely very exciting. But at the same time, try to not stare yourself too blind in the future. Like you said, in a way, it's good for the motivation, but then try to come back, but how do I get there? Because right now you might feel super stuck. So that's where I think it's good to sometimes try to come back to the present and just be aware of your situation right now and what are the small steps, the small changes that you can do today.
There are so many small steps, and I think it depends on everyone. For example, I have this small step that I like is when we do embroidery in a cafe, for example, and the waiter will come and say that what we do is cool, and then you have a little discussion and all these things. And these little things makes me motivated in another way, you know. And I decided not so long ago that, according to the book I read, that I don't want to give a about what people think. So I will do my thing in my art and just post it on Instagram and post what I think with a text I want and everything. And since I do this, it works much better. People are much more responsive. And also I think it's small change like this. I think, yeah, just being good with myself sometimes really helps.
Yeah, can't you even say then that, actually it's funny, that our experience in this whole transformation of our own mindset, we can actually feel how it has reflected in the responsiveness of our audience. Sometimes, I don't remember if I mentioned this in a previous episode, but sometimes I'm wondering if people can read our minds. But I do think that the imagery and the text that you display, it does give a feeling or transmit some sort of message to the audience or to you that, you know, how we are actually feeling. And I think that, again, coming back to this idea of acceptance and this idea of what are the changes you can do today, like accepting your state of mind and just go with it, it has really, really allowed us and liberated our minds into really taking another step. If you have this staircase and it really feels like we're just, okay, we took another step because we realized that we've been putting so much pressure on ourselves. The more audience, like followers, for example, or the more things you do, immediately you put more pressure that, or if you had something that was successful, of course, the next time you want that to be even more successful. And it just keeps on like escalating like that. And we actually have quite some friends that we know who have decided to close their accounts or similar because it just escalated too far and they couldn't deal with it. And we don't want it to reach that point. So that's why, again, coming back to the idea also of a community and partner to just talk about these feelings, that it's okay. It's okay to not always be on top. If you don't feel great, I've started to come to realize that too. And if you listen to our podcast, it's been 25 weeks now, a quarter of 100 weeks. That's kind of cool. If you listen like 25 weeks ago, or maybe just 20 weeks ago in one of our episodes, I was still posting every single day. I do it generally still. But a couple of weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago now, since we came here, I decided to actually sometimes let go. If I don't feel great one day, I will not post. Or if there's been a lot of work going on or some stressful and I don't have a post that I feel confident with, instead of just posting something mediocre and I'm feeling a little bit stressed about how it's going to be received, I just don't post. I still post. Like, actually, it turned out that now when I just took off that pressure point on myself, I keep on posting almost every day. So again, I cannot say if one was the reason for the other, but I do feel lighter on my shoulders, for sure.
You see, you made a great point here. You told yourself that you don't want to post every day, and you say, okay, I will just keep it chill, you know? I don't put pressure on myself. But still, you post every day. The only difference is that you put the pressure on yourself before, and you were sometimes posting things that were a bit boring just for the sake of posting. Now that you feel, oh, okay, I'm good, I don't want to stress about it, you are much more creative and you post interesting things. It's all about how you see the thing, because it's for everything. You can leave something very bad in your life. It's all about you, how do you want to deal with it in the future. And some people deal with bad events super bad. and becomes very dark and depressive and all this thing. And some other people are getting better. I know everyone is different and it's not easy, but it really has a point that we are responsible on how we feel after any kind of event. And you chose to not put yourself into pressure. And now what you post is much more valuable than you did this summer.
Thank you. No, but I mean, it definitely feels much better. And I think also the shifting the mindset of just having all of that focus on yourself all the time and just trying to think about the greater picture and the value that you put out instead of putting out something shit that you know is not very valuable. Try to, you know, when you have good value to spread, because this is something that we've talked quite a lot about as well, this idea that sharing is fantastic. That's the way to move forward. Try to not keep it close to you. Keep everything centered on you, because it's just gonna keep on taking over on yourself, and you're gonna lose control. Do it for the right things. Create the art for the right things, and make sure that it's something that, you know, it's value that you share with the world. It's not some ego thing that you have to do this or that. And does it make sense?
Yeah, of course it makes sense. And I was thinking of something, because we have this great thing of being together. So when we feel overwhelmed or where we feel bad, we just talk and we have a walk and all this thing. But I was thinking of something. If you guys are artists or creators or whatever and post on Instagram, I know that Instagram is a tool that can be super overwhelming and actually plays on your creation and your inspiration. So if you feel stuck, either you go out and you take off, like turn off Instagram, and you meet someone physical, not talking only with Instagram people, and just go away for a while and just think of something else. Or just to talk with someone else that has an Instagram, because now with Instagram we make so much friends and it's very cool. And we call, like even us, we call with some friends, like Ian that we had an interview with. We call each other sometimes and it's very nice to talk about our feelings, how Instagram is going, our art career is going. And it feels good to feel understand. And I think that's what's important. I think we did the turn of what we wanted to talk. Do you want to add anything else? She says me no, but I will give her a microphone.
Yeah, you love to put me in these corners where we're like, okay, if I give it to her now, good. So thank you so much for listening to this episode and for just sticking on with us. It's been 25 weeks. Next week we are back with another interview again, I believe. And after last week when we did another discussion between the two of us, we actually felt that it's quite nice to sometimes bring it back home, have these just more reflective discussions, and we really hope that you agree. So please don't hesitate to let us know, get in contact, record a message on the Anchor app, for example, and we can play it here and just share discussion. Because we really want this to be an open space where we can all learn from each other. We can share and be vulnerable together. We really hope that opening up is really going to make you feel that, okay, I'm not weird thinking these things or feeling these things. There are others too. So we invite you to head over to Anchor, anchor.fm/CharlesandEllen, or make us a review on iTunes. Make sure to subscribe if you feel that this brings you value. Or you can just head over to our Instagrams, petronella.art or Charles Henry. Write us a message, share it in your stories, tell us what you feel and what you think. We would love to know. So thanks again for hanging on with us on this show. We'll be back next week.